To Carly Simon, you probably think this book is about you, don't you? Don't you? Introduction. Let's pretend you're in the market for a good pumpkin. You pack the kitties in the car and drive out to the local pumpkin patch. When you get there, you see row after row after overwhelming row of orange, green, and brown. You're looking for the perfect pumpkin, but they all seem to look the same. It is easy to pick out the bad ones, though. They're smashed or dented or bruised or look hauntingly similar to your mother-in-law. You keep searching, and just after you get through the corn maze, you spot it. The biggest pumpkin you've ever seen. It's like Charlie Brown's Great Pumpkin Big. It's so big, it's hard to believe it's even real. Suddenly, your kids start running toward this freak of nature like it's the greatest thing ever. And you've got to admit, it kind of is. The giganter pumpkin dwarfs all of the other pumpkins in the field. As you walk over to it, you don't even see the other pumpkins, and you wonder how you didn't spot it right off the bat. Although it's surrounded by red tape and signs saying, "Prize-winning pumpkin, not for sale," your kids are begging you to buy it. Please? It's the only pumpkin we want. You walk around it, marveling at its size and its remarkableness. You get out your phone and take pictures of your kids standing next to it and text your friends, telling them they have to come see the most awesome, gigantic pumpkin in the world. Like a magnet, the pumpkin draws a continuous stream of other people, too. They pass by the other smaller pumpkins, their eyes glued to the orange wonder before them. The bald guy says, "How is this even possible?" The buttoned-up woman says, "It's clearly a genetic mutation." The wide-eyed grade school boy says, "The farmer must have some super-secret veggie vitamins or something." And the dazed and confused teenager says, "Dude, it looks like Jabba the Hutt knocked up a basketball." There is something absolutely irresistible, something magnetic about being the extreme. Be it the strongest or the fastest or the most unique. The farmer with the most extraordinary pumpkin in the field wins every single time. The same is true for entrepreneurs. Yet most entrepreneurs work their tails off, only to end up with small, ordinary, unremarkable pumpkins. Compared to the giant pumpkin, the companies these struggling entrepreneurs grow are insignificant, so insignificant that customers often don't see them or squash them or leave them to rot in the field without a second thought. To grow a successful business, your company must be irresistibly magnetic. The average lose and are left to rot. It's the most unique, the best, who win. You're probably thinking, duh, do you really think I'm working my ass off to build an average company? What more do I have to do to be the best? Simple. You don't need to do more. You need to do different. You have to pretend you're a pumpkin farmer. Yep, you heard that right. A pumpkin farmer. But not just any pumpkin farmer. A freaky, geeky, overall-wearing, straw-chewing pumpkin farmer. Those county fair folks who dedicate their lives to growing the half-ton pumpkins you see on the evening news. Turns out that they, of all people, hold the secret formula for big-time entrepreneurial success. Plant hardy seeds, identify the most promising pumpkins, kill off the rest of the vine, and nurture only the pumpkins with the biggest potential. In this book, I reveal how, by implementing the same strategies pumpkin farmers use to grow their massive gourds, and which I have, with great originality, deemed the Pumpkin Plan, I was able to launch 2 multimillion-dollar companies by my 30th birthday, gain notoriety with top firms, and in turn help them radically grow their businesses. Not only will I share my stories and their stories of success, but most importantly, I will teach you how to apply the same ideas and lessons to your own business. Now, I want to share something because this is the updated version I'm reading to you right now. It's now 2020. I actually have had failures also, and those failures have occurred when I didn't stick with what I'm teaching you. I, the author of this book, didn't do what I'm sharing. Fatal mistake, fatal flaw, and I had a collapsed business. Then I went back to the pumpkin plan, and now I've had 4 multimillion dollar companies because I follow this process. I swear to you, my friend, this works. Just stick with it. You've got this.